Motley Crue, 95.9. Welcome to the program. It is Everything That Rocks. And Dr. D is with us. Hi, D.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going fine. We're sharing a mic. I got mic problems here. So
yeah. I don't know where Mike went to, but it's not on my side.
We could really use his help right about now. Welcome to the show. It's time for the truth about cats and dogs. Time to answer some pet questions for you from Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Hospital on Pegger Road. The home. Noah's Ark Boarding and Grooming, the home of Montessori School for Dogs, the home of 24-hour emergency care available to you, and the Pet Wellness Program. It's all wrapped up into one place. And fantastic outfit, always fun. All the puppies outside, they're loving the outdoors right now.
Oh, yeah, we've almost got the moat gone, you know. The Fairbanks springtime moat.
Yes, but you also have a bunch of labs like mine who see that.
They don't care how cold the water is.
No.
They're in it.
All right, let's get to our questions today that people have called in. We'll start with our first one. Here we go.
I haven't had anyone give me a good reason why cats knead on things.
Oh, like they're pressing into dough?
Yeah.
Oh, they're making muffins.
Okay, thanks, D.
There you go.
I knew we could count on D for a quality answer. They're making muffins.
They're making muffins. You know, they do the little muffin thing.
But they do. Mine'll do that. They get on your bah, 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 and they start like your dough.
But then what do you do back? You go and purr and you pet them and they're like, oh, that's my key to them, to the owner, to go ahead and eat a back rub. And so you start petting them.
But is there another reason they do it? Is it because, like mine, I thought maybe because they're declawed or no?
No, you know, back when they're babies and they're nursing, that's what they do too. So I think it's just like a maternal thing that they continue to do.
When they're nursing, they do it. At a very comfortable state is what it is.
Yeah, they're happy. When they're there, they're happy. Otherwise, we call it muffin making.
All right, nobody makes muffins that way. Let's start with that.
You do too. When you're the old-fashioned bread way, you take it and you have to knead it.
All right. I guess so. That's true. Here we go. Here's another one.
What would make a cat crawl through the back of the dresser and pee on your clean clothes?
Crawls through, like through one of the open drawers, into the back, gets into another drawer, pees.
That doesn't go through an open drawer. He sneaks in the back of it when it's shut.
How does he get in when it's shut? From behind? Is it up against a wall?
From behind. It's not against the wall.
Why don't you put the damn thing against a wall? No. All right.
You're going to have to.
All right.
Okay, whenever you have a kitty that's peeing someplace abnormal, you need to take him to a doctor and see if there's a pee problem. Like, is it a urinary tract infection, something like that. I think it's really important they're trying to tell you something, and the fact that it's clean clothes. You know, the problem, too, is once you clean those clothes, there's still probably a tint to the smell to it in the drawer or something like that. So you have to really clean it well. And I would say trying to tear them away from being in there, take everything out of that drawer and put cat food in it, because then he's not going to want to pee in it. Wherever they like to pee. And, you know, there's a couple things. If he's always peeing right there in just one place, it tells you something. It'll tell the doctor something without going into a lot of other stuff. But we want to know, is a cat peeing everywhere? Is it just one place?
And then what does that usually mean?
Well, it means there's something going on. I don't know how many kitties she might have in the house. Is it just one kitty that they have in the house? More cats? You should have one extra litter box per cat. So if you have two cats, you should have three litter boxes. And when they start doing this, always check for urinary tract infection before you go ahead and blame the cat for too much. And then I go ahead and I take everything out of that drawer and put cat food in there and then just try and retrain him or shut the door on where the room is so he can't get in there.
Good point. There we go. That's Dr. D. Of course, we got one more question here.
Oh, I can hardly wait for this one.
I know, you warned me. I know.
Here we go.
Hold on.
I have a pet monkey. How do I spank it?
All right.
Yeah. Very carefully.
I would not spank your monkey, sir. Just put it in a timeout. Might be best.
Maybe he'd like a football.
Okay. All right, there you go. That is Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Hospital off Pegger Road. Stop in and see them, D. Always great to have you here.
Always great to be here, Glenn.
There you go.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.